Welcome to
Animal Adventures,
the show where we give you facts, jokes, and real-life animal encounters. Campbell, what was our riddle from last week's show?
I'm a symbol of freedom. I soar through the sky, and I can't teach you how to fly.
Not sure.
It's a bald eagle.
Bald eagle. All right, so bald eagle's our animal this week.
Yeah, and I also have another shout out.
Okay, go for it.
Kylan McCormick!
Oh, well, your mother. Did she get all three of them?
No, she just got the eagle one right.
I think it's probably the symbol of freedom. What does that mean, symbol of freedom?
It's the national bird.
The national bird for a long time, right? Since like 1780 something.
17 something.
Yeah.
The 70s.
So, you were telling me a story last night about how the bald eagle how it became the national bird.
Yes, I was.
Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What's so funny about
what?
So when our founding fathers were deciding what our national bird should be, they all agreed on bald eagle except one, Ben Franklin.
Oh, well, Ben Franklin kind of marched to his own drum, my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
What did he think the national animal should be or bird should be?
I'll give you a hint. Okay, so, people eat it on Thanksgiving, and it goes gobble, gobble, gobble,
oh,
gobble, gobble,
turkey.
Gobble.
Well, turkey wouldn't be a bad national bird.
I can really...
Turkeys are everywhere. We have turkeys here.
Yeah.
Turkeys are all over the place.
Maybe we should do an episode about them.
Yeah. I've had lots of encounters with turkeys.
I've had lots, too.
Yeah. Okay.
But then
Bald eagle won out because...
Because he thought the turkey was respectable.
I think a turkey's pretty respectable, but a bald eagle is a pretty majestic looking animal.
I thought it would be kind of weird to have a turkey for the national bird. I can see it being kind of weird.
Maybe if it was the national bird, people would have a little bit more respect for the turkey.
Yeah, and maybe if the turkey was the national bird, then we would think bald eagle being the national bird would be weird.
Right.
Right.
Maybe we wouldn't be in such awe of the bald eagle. But the other thing about bald eagles is...
they go zoom, zoom so fast.
Yeah, they're enormous raptors. And they obviously are... Why are they called bald eagles?
Because this
one's pretty obvious.
They're not bald, but they look bald because of the white head feathers on their head. So like I was saying, a minute ago, they're so fast. They are faster than a cheetah and most cars. They can go into like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, so when they're diving, they kind of dive down at an angle, to catch food. And they'll go up to, they'll dive at like almost 100 miles per hour.
But speaking of eating, what even do they eat?
So I think they eat fish. Oftentimes you'll find them near water. So like the ones we've seen have been near water.
Their favorite food is fish.
Yeah, but they'll eat turtles. They'll flip a turtle over and just slurp it right out of its shell.
But they would have to kill it first.
Yeah, they have to like peck it out of its shell.
So they wouldn't try to escape.
Yeah.
Oh, and they would also eat snakes.
Snakes, sure.
And small rodents and squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and a little bonus fact to the eating, they sometimes steal food from ospreys if they can't find food. Oh, wait, and they'll also eat smaller songbirds.
Oh, yeah. So they're predators, right? So they're birds of prey. And they're one of the largest raptors in the world.
Daddy?
Yes?
I didn't know bald eagles were dinosaurs. Well, actually, they kind of are dinosaurs because they're birds.
Right. So how big is a bald eagle? How big are these bald eagles.
Well, their wingspan can get up to 7 feet.
About 7 feet, yeah. That's a pretty big wingspan if you think about
it. Huge. That's like...
It's like as long as your bed.
That's like... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No? And they could be, you know, about 10 to 15 pounds or so in weight.
No, they said it was... They said it was actually 5 to 15.
It depended on which source. We saw varying sources, but it was like 7 to 15-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
So, somewhere in those ones. So, a 15-pound bald eagle would be a hefty bald eagle.
Would be like the max.
And a 5-pounder would be like maybe a...
I'm just realizing we're young saying... bald eagle. We're saying max a lot on the show.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, we know about the size of the eagle. We know about what they eat. Where do they live?
Well, pretty much all across the country.
Across the United States. And mainly in pretty much every state. But they primarily live in North America. There's part of them in Canada, and then even down into some of the northernmost parts of, like, Mexico and stuff.
Yeah.
But really most of North America has bald eagles.
So they eat... So we talked about what they eat, but... You know what we haven't talked about?
What?
What eats them?
What eats them? So they're kind of at the top of the food chain, right?
Yeah, but there will be some things that there is some animals that will try to eat a bald eagle eggs while the parents are away, because like if the parents are away, they can just easily if they can climb, they easily climb up and just eat the eggs.
Yeah, so like raccoons, squirrels. We even found a picture online that someone had posted. We'll have to maybe cite this. But a grizzly bear in a bald eagle nest. So
there's also can be black bears. Black bears just climb up the tree and eat them.
Yeah, and I think bears will eat pretty much anything that's food. So
yeah.
I'm sure they would eat a bald eagle if they could get their hands on them.
Or more like his paws on them.
But an adult bald eagle is not really any animal unless, you know, because they can fly and get out of the way. Unless maybe it was injured or something.
If it was like on the ground and you were like a super and the animal was like a I think if there was like a hybrid between a cheetah and a caracal, because cheetahs can run super
whoa,
fast
whoa, whoa.
And caracals can jump super high to get it.
I don't know what a caracal is.
Oh, it's a wildcat.
Oh.
Who eats birds?
Gotcha. Yeah, okay, so maybe if that thing existed, then bald eagles would be in danger from other animals. But so there aren't a lot of natural predators except for, who's always messing things up in the animal kingdom?
Humans?
Humans, yeah, so humans, like, building in their territories, deforestation, all that kind of stuff.
So this is a story, a hunter, a hunter accidentally shot off a bald eagle's beak.
Ooh.
But it survived.
Oh, wow.
The bald eagle survived. It just, yeah, the bald, because it was the beak, but it still had a mouth, it just lost its beak.
Gotcha.
It still had a mouth.
Gotcha. I think you were also going to tell us about, that's a crazy story.
I guess it just had to tear the food apart with its talons.
Yeah. I mean, I hopefully it was able to figure out how to survive.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, so we were talking about how humans have impacted bald eagles, and I think you have something pretty interesting to tell us about humans have almost caused bald eagles to go extinct, right?
Yeah. So there used to be this chemical called DDT.
How do you spell that?
DDT.
Okay, yeah, of course. Go ahead.
And then,
it stands for something else, but...
Yeah.
We'll just go with DDT.
Yeah. And then, so it was supposed to be used to get away mosquitoes, but then it got in the water, so it was in the fish that the bald eagles were eating. So then, and then the eggshells weren't hard enough, so when they sat down on the eggs to incubate them, which is keeping them warm.
Yep.
They cracked them. But then just when the bald eagles were about to fall off the cliff of extinction.
Yep.
Just when they were about to fall off the cliff of extinction, scientists figured out the problem and told people to stop using the chemical.
The chemical DDT, yeah.
Yeah.
The chemical DDT was an insecticide, so they would spray it to like keep mosquitoes down.
Yeah, I told.
Oh, did you already say that? Sorry.
Yeah,
you were pretty thorough on that. So that's fascinating that like one chemical like that that people were using almost led to the extinction of our national bird.
It almost made us have to choose a new national bird.
Yeah, which, I mean, we would have had to go with the turkey, I guess.
Yeah, we would
That would have been really sad.
We'd have to go with the turkey.
No offense to the turkeys, but...
Yeah, the turkeys are amazing animals.
Okay, so this all makes sense. They went off the endangered species list in 2007.
But,
And they've been doing pretty good. Actually, I saw something in the news the other day that in Vermont, they are... not considered needing any kind of protection now. Any protection, but not any kind of, like, special classification.
But they're not exactly no threat.
Yeah, we still have to be...
They're least concern.
Yeah, we still have to make sure that we're protecting bald eagles.
They're not endangered, but they're not no threat.
Yeah.
They are least concern.
Gotcha.
So, least concern means, like, they're not endangered, but, like... It's not, like, so not endangered that we can just, like, not do anything about it.
Right. Cool. All right, so I think we've done a pretty good job of, like, kind of laying out some bald eagle facts. And we also didn't talk about how how they socialize with other eagles. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So, they mate for life.
So they pick a mate when they're like 4 to 5 years old, and then they stick with that mate for their life.
But if one of the mates dies or they get separates, they will choose a new mate.
Yeah.
And they live for up to 48 years.
That seems like a long time for a bird to live.
That's
a pretty long lifespan for a bird.
That's like one of the longest living birds I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and also peregrine falcons and puffins almost fall off the cliff of extinction with DDT.
Yeah, it didn't just affect eagles, right? It affected other
birds
as well.
It was like falcons and songbirds too.
All right, well, I'm glad they stopped using that. So, okay. All right, good. So now let's hit them with some jokes.
Okay.
I'll start.
Yeah, okay.
So, what comes after A, B, C, D, gull? Eagle. I mean, this one, that was weak. Because we were already talking about eagles, so it wasn't a surprise. But A, B, C, D, eagle.
All right, so what's in eagle's favorite dog breed?
Favorite dog breed? I don't know. You forgot?
Yes.
I guess we'll never know. Oh, luckily I remember.
Oh, good.
A beagle.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretending like I didn't know just for the listeners, but I obviously did.
You're saying that now.
We looked it up earlier. All right, so we're kind of droning on and on now. Those were two pretty weak jokes. Womp, womp, womp.
I mean, the second one wasn't so weak. It was just really weak that I couldn't remember.
We'll get them next time. All right, so real-life animal encounters. Let's quickly tell them we have two real-life animal encounters with eagles.
Don't worry, listeners. They're short.
Yep.
So,
first one.
Should I go about the one with the nest?
Sure.
Okay, so we were walking down a little trail.
Outside of Washington, D.C., which is our nation's capital.
Yeah.
And so it's fitting that we saw the national bird while we were in our nation's capital.
Yeah. And then we're walking down the path, and then we came upon this pond. And then there was a bald eagle nest about 40, 50 feet in the tree across the river. And then there was a juvenile bald eagle in it. And then I wanted to get a closer look, so I walked over, but then there was like really deep mud, so I walked out and I couldn't recognize my shoes.
Right. You got super muddy. It was cool though to see that bald eagle in the nest, and your uncle had like a very strong zoom lens, so we could see it pretty well. But it was interesting because it wasn't bald.
Yeah, because the babies, they're not bald. They're never bald, really bald.
Right, but it didn't have the white head feathers.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
So they developed those later on in their lifespan.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, and our other real-life animal encounter just happened recently. And it's so funny that you mentioned that you saw that one in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And then we saw one here in our hometown. But because I had never in my whole life, up until these two encounters, this one that we're about to tell happened this year, I had never seen a bald eagle in the wild. It's really cool that you've seen two bald eagles in your lifetime, and I've seen two bald eagles
I've seen more than two.
Oh, well, good for you. All right, so three, because this next encounter is with two. So tell me about what happened just recently.
So we were playing at the park, and we were drinking some hot chocolate, and then a bald eagle just whoop, flew right over us, and then I looked at it and I followed it with my eyes.
Yeah.
And it soared across the river into a nest.
Yeah, that was so cool. It was flying super low. So we were just on this playground right near the river, and it just came across a ball field, and it was probably, I don't know what, Campbell, like 20 feet above our heads, and just glided right over the top of us and went across the river and into a tree and just hung out there. For most of the time when we were sitting there playing.
Beautiful bird. You said it involved two bald eagles.
So I was mistaken. I thought there were two that flew over. But that's how I remember things. I always like add things and make things more dramatic than they were. But you're right. It was only one bald eagle. But I think there's a pair of bald eagles that live in that area. And we've seen them kind of flying over our yard from a distance and stuff too. Because we live right down the street. Pretty cool. That was a pretty cool moment, yeah. For sure. All right, so that's it for bald eagles. Why don't you give us next week's riddle? All
right, so, you mean this week's riddle?
Yeah, this week's riddle for next week's animal.
Okay, this is confusing me, so I'll just go ahead with the riddle. I have tentacles, I live in the sea, and I can sting you. He, he, he.
All right, that's it for us at
Adventures. So now I'm gonna go fly. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Bye, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.